Abraham, the father of discipleship. Lesson 2. For I have chosen Abraham, so that he will command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him.
We can gain valuable insight into our Lord's goals and methods of discipleship by examining both Abraham's life and his relationship with God.
As Genesis chapter 18, verse 19 declares, God specifically chose Abraham because he knew the patriarch would disciple his own family to follow the way of the Lord.
Within the biblically Hebraic framework, disciples were expected to put into practice what they'd seen in their discipler and learn from him.
The way of the Lord is a lifestyle in which an intimate, trust-based relationship with God is readily apparent to others and is pleasing to him.
Like Abraham's way of life, biblical discipleship can be passed along to others as their way of life.
You can't train others into a way of life which pleases our Father if your own life doesn't demonstrate it. That's hypocrisy.
Unlike many of today's discipleship methods, the way of the Lord encompasses far more than just teaching biblical facts to people.
The person who's discipling must be living that way first. Walk it, then talk it.
Abraham's trust in God and his willingness to obey was evident by the way he lived. He left his homeland for an unknown destination. He waited on God for decades for the promised son, Isaac, and was even willing to sacrifice the boy when God commanded him to. His ongoing obedient trust embodied righteousness in God's sight.
Let's recap the first step of true discipleship, beginning with Abraham, continuing with Jesus, and carried on by all his followers.
A discipler, parents included, first role models a way of life before he or she instructs others. This process of role modeling authenticates a discipler's way of life and keeps the walk from being just talk.
Jesus and those he trained, and subsequently the Apostle Paul, exercised the same care as a loving parent toward those they discipled.
And it's important to recognize that Abraham is the father pattern for all fathers in his obedient trust and in purposing to disciple his family.
Abraham intentionally passed along the ways of God to his family and his entire household.
And that way, he's the model for all fathers who love God and purpose to fulfill his commands for themselves and their families.
This fathering pattern extends beyond a family household. The role of a shepherd in a home fellowship family is also similar to that of Abraham.
The biblical shepherd fathers those in his care through the wisdom and compassion he's acquired over the years. Specifically, a shepherd spiritually fathers all the fathers in the fellowship family. He role models and instructs them in the way of the Lord. The fathers then shepherd and disciple their own families.
Let's look at a pivotal verse that directs us in raising children and see how it also applies to discipling adults. Train, dedicate, consecrate, teach early on a child in the way he should go, in the way his bent, talents, and motivations are steering him. And when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Like their ancestor Abraham, the Israelites understood this Hebraic concept. To train each child in the way he should go calls for a parent to spend meaningful, ongoing time with each one.
Only through intentional, loving interaction can a parent appreciate the individual personality and motivations of each child.
And through observation over the course of time, Fathers and mothers are better able to discern God's plan for the vocation best suited for each child.
There's a profound link between someone's occupation and their expression of devotion to their Lord through word and deed. The Hebrew word avodah means both work and worship. A young person who's been guided into the calling God has prepared for him or her will work with a thankful and diligent heart.
Someone who's grateful in his workplace is better able to fulfill his Lord's purpose in being there, to make disciples.
The same principle of parents knowing their children's bent applies as well to shepherds in a home fellowship.
When a shepherd knows the spiritual gifts and maturity of each person in the faith family, he can guide the home fellowship family to cooperate as a unified body.
That way they can collectively fulfill their purpose in extending the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
In our next lesson, we'll discuss how our God wants his power revealed through the way we disciple others.